Andy Holding's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. Alex Dunn and Andy Holding with you to look ahead to the Curragh card on Sunday. The flat is back. We saw a fantastic card at Doncaster on Saturday. There's another one on Sunday over in the UK, but the first Irish meeting of the year on the flat is the Curragh. Seven races to look forward to. And, well, we couldn't ask for much more competitive action. Quite a bit of guesswork going to be involved today, but hopefully the man charged with doing the guessing has got his guessing hat on. Hello, Andy Holding. How are you?
I didn't wonder where that was going then.
Yeah, so did I, to be honest.
Managed to dig yourself out of a hole. Yeah, it's today that we've sort of like been waiting for a while, as far as fans, and we've got to start the flat. Yeah, it's always an exciting card, this. Unfortunately, it doesn't sort of, you know, have any much great continuity to it, because once we have the Curragh, then we have to wait quite a while for the next flat meeting. But yeah, fantastic day. Lots of good horses running as well. But yeah, a huge dollop of guesswork though involved in it. So the advice would be just take it very easy today.
Yeah. No, I can see where you're coming from there. Quite a few horses, of course, making their seasonal reappearance. We've got obviously maidens in there. There's a lot of sort of ifs and buts. So definitely a sort of wait and see. And if you are having a bet, then hopefully we can get you in at a nice price, because there will be some value to be had today. The first race is the 210. It is a maiden over 5 furlongs, and we've got no form to go on, Andy. What I can tell you is that Tribal Beat for Jim Bolger and Kevin Manning is the even money favourite. Very short for a newcomer, but clearly well thought of. I mean, it's hard to tip an even money shot when you know nothing about them, Andy, but Tribal Beat is the most likely winner here.
Yeah, possibly, yeah. It's just hard to tip anything, really, to be honest. We don't really know what goes on the ground for a start-off. How can you possibly back something at even money when you don't know its fitness levels? And like I say, it's never worked on ground as bad as this. They've had loads of rain overnight. It's going to be soft and heavy in places. OK, it might be the best horse in the race, but sometimes that doesn't count for a great deal. What we do know is it comes from a yard that has farmed this race in recent years. Of course, they won it with Dawn Approach a couple of years ago, and several other nice colts down the line. So he often runs one of his better two-year-olds in this race. He's by Street Cry, which also would lead me to believe that there is a little bit of doubt cast over his chances here. Most of Street Cry's offspring would want a better surface. We're just generalising, but I think you've got to put these points out there if anyone's thinking of taking even money this morning. It's just a race I'll watch here, and if he wins, he wins. He has got a very good draw. Whereas the second favourite, Ben Behen, is drawn in stall one, which is not necessarily the place to be. The stalls are on the stand side, so technically high numbers should hold sway. I'd imagine Kevin Prendergast is tearing his hair out a little bit with this filly catching the worst draw, because he won this race last year with Beach Bell, so he's obviously targeted one of his best fillies early doors. Another one to keep an eye on as well is Greyscape. Paddy Prendergast often runs a nice horse in this, and he runs a colt by Dark Angel. Most of Dark Angel's offspring go quite well in this soft or heavy ground. So he might be one to be interested in at double figure price. But definitely a race to watch. I can't offer up anything with any great positivity, particularly at the prices. So let's just watch, listen and learn.
OK. A learning race then.
Indeed.
The opener, much as the Rocklesby was at Doncaster yesterday. But plenty of winners, you'll expect, will come out of it. The 240 is next up. It's a maiden over 6 furlongs, and we've got a bit more form to go on here, Andy. The Warrior for Aidan O'Brien and Ryan Moore is your 11-8 market leader. Definitely brings the best form to the table. And that's reflected in the fact that the next two in the market are unraced horses. Mulcair for Dermot Weld and Congressman for Jim Bolger. Is the Warrior hard to get away from here? How do you see the race panning out?
Again, another one that's very difficult to tip stroke back and offer up a great deal of confidence with at his price. 11-8, 5-4 in places. That's really, really short for a horse who's only raced on soft ground once and completely and utterly bombed out, and that was at Newmarket, obviously in a Group 1 in a good race. But, he's just not the kind of horse I want to be backing first time up. Aidan's horses often need a run as well. You know, even some of his better horses usually come up a little bit short at this meeting, as they have done for the last previous few years. And he's quite clearly the one to beat on form ratings. You know, he's rated 106 rated, or should be running a group race, let alone at a maiden. So it wouldn't surprise me if he won, but again, not a horse I'm mad keen on backing the price. I'm just going to go with a horse who's got a bit of fitness, and you know that probably would count for a lot. At least we know that she's going to go through the ground and see it out and has handled the conditions before. And that's horse called Marinella from the Johnny Murta stable. I thought this horse ran really encouragingly the other day at Dundalk. I've got to be honest, I didn't really fancy it because I was quite keen on the favourite that day, Hatal Nasser, but there was a good amount of confidence behind Marinella, and I think if she would have had a better run through that day in the hands of Dennis Linehan, she might have been a little bit more competitive. But she ran all the way to the line. She looks as though she's trained on. She's already run on soft ground as well towards the back end of last season. She's got a round action as well, so the ground shouldn't be an issue. Draws a slight concern, stall eight, but you know, hopefully her experience and knowledge will count for quite a bit. And it's just a price play, really. 16-1. I'm not going to put up a 5-4 shot on soft ground that I'm not convinced it handles. So that's the way I'm going to go in the second. Marinella with the fitness angle. I'm going to go with that each way at a big price.
Okay, and each way on Marinella then in the 240-310 is next up. A handicap over 6 furlongs. Well, we've got 10 runners going to post. And Great Minds won this race last year, still lightly raced for Tommy Stack and Wayne Lorden. Has got a pretty nice profile as well. And comes up against horses that we know plenty about. A lot of them have been in action over the winter at Dundalk. But they do bring some very, very solid and consistent form to the table. And Great Minds will have to be pretty smart to win this again. That said, the betting vibe suggests that this one could be pretty smart, Andy.
Yeah, he's a very good horse, Great Minds. But he has to be minded. Tommy Stack has done a really good job with him in recent times. You know, he's only had 5 runs in his life. But we're really getting to see what this horse can do. Judge on his last 2 runs, he ticks quite a few boxes. We know he goes really well fresh. We know he loves heavy ground. He travels incredibly strongly. He's got a good turn of foot in the ground as well. Not many horses can quicken in heavy ground, but this horse can. And even though he's much higher than the ratings last year, I actually think he's a group horse masquerading in a handicap here. And he's going to be the nap of the afternoon. William will have gone 2-1 this morning. That is definitely going to be caved in. I can see this horse going off 5-4, 6-4 on the off. And hopefully he'll justify it. One thing we do know is that Tommy Stack loves this meeting. He always gets his horses absolutely rock-hard fit. There's no stone left unturned with his horses. So that's also a confident kind of spin going into the race. He won this race last year as well. He literally cruised through that race to beat Shrew Kahan, who's a real soft-ground mudlark. But he just, you know, bushed him aside and as if, you know, with the great disdain, as if he wasn't there. And like I say, the one thing he did do was quicken instantaneously. He then had to defy a much higher rating band next time out, but once again, he caught the eye with the way he travelled. But to win from stall one in a 20-runner field on heavy ground here was quite an extraordinary achievement, just showing you how good this horse is. It's virtually impossible to score from a low-figure draw on the straight track when they come up the stand side rail, but this horse managed to achieve that. So I upgrade his performance, and so did the handicapper. He's put him up another £9, but I still don't think that's going to be enough to stop him. He'll travel like the best horse. He's got a great draw today as well. He's drawn his stall 9 right up against the fence. And I will be absolutely devastated if this Great Minds doesn't live to the expectations.
OK, so Great Minds a confident pick then in that one. The 3:45 is next up. It is a Group 3 contest over a mile for the fillies this time. And Odalis heads affairs for Carl Burke, very consistent type last year. She did struggle to get her head in front, but she was running in some good quality races. The main market rival is Easter down at the bottom for Aidan O'Brien and Ryan Moore, who is very much unexposed and could be anything. But you've got a few more very interesting types in there, the likes of Afternoon Sunlight, Avenue Gabriel, Alive Alive O, that we know has been well fancied for races like this in the past. Good race this, Andy.
It is, yeah. I'm looking forward to this. I probably won't have it a bet in it, but the selection will be Odalis, based on her run here last year when she was runner-up to Vote Often, so we know she goes well fresh and Carl Burke can get her ready first time. She handles the heavy ground. And although she didn't win last season, she was down at the very top table. Her last run, of course, was in Woodbine, behind just the judge on a decent surface, but that was a Group 1. She's really a cut above this lot. We've just got to rely on Carl getting her in tip-top shape. Carl's horses ran really well over at Doncaster yesterday, so a lot of them seem to be all well forward, so that's encouraging as well. And she's got just got the younger generation to beat. Easter, obviously, is going to be on the shortlist of many. We get a good chance to see how Aidan O'Brien's horse is running early on in the card, so that will obviously give a boost towards Easter's chances. She won a maiden quite well at Leopardstown, and they're obviously thinking about maybe classics for her or some pattern races further down the line. You've got Avenue Gabriel, who rounded off her season in the best possible fashion, winning at Nice. She's definitely an interest. And so is Afternoon Sunlight, who rather disappointed after starting the season with a bang at Limerick and Leopardstown. We know that she goes well fresh and handles the ground. You chuck into the mix Alive Alive Hours, finally got her conditions, i.e. heavy ground over a stiff mile here at the Curragh. And this does make up into a really exciting event. But I'm going to go with Odalis. She was good enough to run well in this race last year. A little bit unlucky in many respects to be touched off by Vote Often, but she did pull well clear of the rest. And hopefully she'll be good enough again 12 months down the line.
OK, next up is the 420, a handicap over 7 furlongs. Competitive affair this as well, Andy. David Watchman's got a very, very strong hand here. Won this race last year. He's got Fit for the Job off top weight here with Fran Berry on board. And Sexy Legs, who's very much unexposed and drawn very, very well here. Wayne Lorden gets the leg up on that one. But plenty of dangers as well. A lot of horses that are in good form, either from last year or like Song of Love, who's been running well on the all weather. There's very few that you could discount here, Andy.
Yeah, tough races. I'm going to follow the trends and go with the stables that often do well in this race. And as you pointed out, Fit for the Job comes from a yard that targets this race. They won this race last year with Fly to the Moon, and they've won it a few times in the past as well. So obviously, David Watchman's gelding has got to be on the shortlist. And we know he handles the ground and he stays really well, as he proved when he won at Galway at the festival, when he beat Blue Ciel Rouge quite comfortably. He really travelled well and quick and well that day, and he did a good time. He followed that up with a win on faster ground at Tipperary, showing his versatility. So even though he's got top weight, I expect him to run a big race. Just not sure that Sexy Legs, the favourite here, will get the trip. She certainly last year looked as though she was a sprinter through and through. She travelled really well on her debut behind Jeannie Girl. Looked like she was going to win but didn't get home. And then subsequently she failed to see it out over 6 furlongs on her last 2 starts. So I'm not totally convinced about her over this demanding 7. It'll go to a slogger today rather than a horse who's got plenty of speed. And that's my only slight concern with Sexy Legs. I do like Prologue. I think he's a nice horse in the making. Not sure about the ground for him. And there are many others here as well that also have got conditions under scrutiny. But not with Fit for the Job. He'll pretty much handle everything that's thrown at him. And I expect him to follow the trends of many David Watchman horses in the past.
OK, so Fit for the Job, hopefully Fit for the Job in the 420. The 455 is next up. It is the Irish Lincoln over a mile, 26 runners down to go to post, and just about as open as you could wish for. 8-1 the field at the time of recording, Andy, but you could give a chance to so many here. What do you fancy?
Yeah, there's no doubt that Unsinkable, in my eyes, is the best handicapped horse in this race. Off a mark of 83, I think he's going to be very dangerous, providing he's fit enough to do himself justice. First time off the shelf for Gerlines this season. He was a good horse trained in the UK. Of course, he was rated in the hundreds. And Gerlines inherited a very well-handicapped horse technically, but he made full advantage of that mark when winning at Leopardstown on his opening bow for New Connections. He absolutely bolted up that day, quickened up really well after travelling supremely easily, beat a good field in a very fast time. Indeed, looking at his time comparison that day with a horse called Answered, who won a Group 2 race off a mark of 103, Unsinkable actually ran better sectionals to the tune of about 5 to 6 lengths than that 103-rated horse. So he's a horse I'm desperate to get on the right side of throughout the rest of this season. And I think, like I say, if he handles conditions, there's no reason why Unsinkable wouldn't run a big race here. He's definitely my number one choice, but there are so many others here that can be fancied. A lot of them are in good form after campaigns on the all-weather. You've got stables that have targeted this race for quite a while, including Dermot Weld, of course, who won this race last year with Stuckador. He had Canary Roan, Baltady Quill back in third and fourth, respectively. He's sure to go well. Dermot often gets a horse up for this race. You've certainly got to include him in your thought process. As you have as well, Baltady Quill, a horse I mentioned there, finished fourth last year. Now, he's just the kind of horse that will sneak into the frame at a big price. I'm not saying he'll definitely win, because he doesn't win very often. But if you can back him sort of 6-7 to 1 a place, I'd certainly be looking to have a little bit of tricky each-way money on him. He's had a recent spin on the all-weather as well. Obviously, Ken Condon's targeted this race again, but he's made sure that he's blown away the cobwebs with that run over a mile behind Payne Magnus. And because he is a slog and not many horses will get home here, Baltady Quill, who does keep going and just keep galloping this heavy ground at the Curragh, don't forget he's run here 15 times, Like I said, I just think he's the kind of horse, if you can get four or five places for him, that he might just pick up the pieces and run on into the frame for you. But I'm a mad fan of this Unsinkable. I still think that we haven't seen the best of him. There's no doubt in my mind he's well handicapped. Like I say, it's just whether he's fit enough after he's on his first run of the season.
Okay, so Unsinkable in the 4.55, the Irish Lincoln. And the final race on the card is the 5.25 to Maiden over a mile, Andy. And we've got a very short price favourite here, once again for Aidan O'Brien and Ryan Moore, in Jacobean, a horse that ran, interestingly, in the Racing Post Trophy last time. Very much pitched up in grade there, if you like. This, obviously, if running to that level again, would definitely take the beating here. But this race, as far as I'm concerned, Andy, stinks of a maggot each way bet. What do you think?
Yeah, it should do, in all intents and purposes, especially for someone like me who does like me each way betting. But I think there's going to be so many unknowns that you couldn't have a confident bet each way, because there are so many likely to fill the options behind the favourite. And I'm going to have to go for Jacobean here, I'm afraid, and play with a straight bat. Obviously, we get a good chance earlier on in the card to see how the Aidan O'Brien horses are running. So you don't really have to back Jacobean early in the morning. I think the best policy is to wait and to see how the ones early on in the day have run, and then steam into Jacobean, you know, if required, because he's got the best form in the race, and he's run first time out here at the Curragh on his debut. It was such an eye-catching one. He's only got to repeat that, really, to win this. But then, on top of that, he ran in the Racing Post Trophy, of course, behind Elm Park, and he got beat 8 lengths. That was on soft ground, so he's proven that he can mix it in top company. And this is a, like I said, although there's some nice names in here, trainer-wise, I don't think it's that strong, you know. I mean, he absolutely appeared the John Oxhorse. He went by that as if he was standing still on his debut. He come from, like, mid-division to bound clear of John Ox's charge late on, so I think he'll be beaten appeared. I don't know anything about the capabilities of Ashraf on soft ground. He's obviously by Cape Cross. We know he ran well first time out at the Curragh on fast ground, but, you know, you're going into the unknown with him. And there are one or two other horses who've obviously got nice pedigrees and could be anything. But, I mean, he's tight this morning already, but he could even be even tighter, like I say, if Aidan starts to hit the ball rolling with one or two of his runners early on in the day. So he gets the vote in the last.
Okay, Jacobean the pick then in the lucky last. Great stuff, Andy. Best of luck with all your picks at the Curragh, and we'll catch up with you next week.
All right, pal. Cheers, buddy.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.